I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And with the third pick, I made the earth sick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Third Pick Podcast, man. Your boy Scott Mariano, man. Shout out to everybody listening to us and watching us. If you are a Patreon subscriber, that means you paid for the $10 all access tier. So you watching your boys. You see me out here. You know what I'm saying? You see Mariano got the do-rag flashing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Just freshly washed the waves and all that.
Freshly washed
you know
the waves.
So I got them under there chilling. You see the navy do-rag and shit like that. You see it, man. You know what I mean?
Your boys are here, man. You know to follow me on Twitter at Barbchair Scott. Mariano, let them know where they can hit you up at.
Yeah, man. You know, at Mariano, man, two N's, two O's. Like I'm going to tell your aunt the very next time she asks me for money. That's a fact. Don't ask why, but just know. And then, you know, Instagram, Mariano Bivens, man, you know, we out here. We back in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, to follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Patreon. If you were just listening to this and you can't see us, I suggest you subscribe. Now, if you just want to listen to Summer Sessions, you want the Summer Sessions videos, we got the Summer Sessions tier, which is only $5. Me and my brother got the new 79th and Hallis tier, which is only $5. We're going to be hitting y'all with multiple off-season content. We got a new review show called 79th and Hallis Presents. We're giving live reaction to classic Bears games. We kick it off this week with the "They were who they thought they were" game. We're giving a live reaction to that.
Crown them, go ahead and crown them.
Exactly, one of the worst football games of all time. But the defense of Devin has to say today, so get that. And if you want all of this shit and you want videos to even the free pods, subscribe to the $10 tier, man. So we appreciate it.
Sound like the one to me, man. You paying $5 over here, $5 over there. Just pay the 10.
You might as well get the 10. You know, get the $10 holler, bro. Get all of it.
You might, when you went to the spot and you got something, you saw the chili cheese fries. You wanted them. Just get them, dog. Get the fries. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Sign up, get the fries, man. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. If you at the taco truck, you know you want some chips, bro. Yeah, chips with that burrito, bro. Get the $10 holler. But your boys are here. And, of course, once again, we are here to get Bulls fans off the fucking ledge.
You know what? I'm about to take a shot before you niggas got to get me off the ledge, man.
You on the ledge, too?
No, I'm talking.
I was about to say,
Never. You know, we always the ones that come through and talk sense into people.
Right,
man.
Exactly.
We're gonna give y'all some gems today, man. You know what I mean?
So the Bulls are three games into their stretch run since the All-Star break. They are 1-2. They had a nice win. Well, I really wouldn't come back, but nice wall-to-wall win against the Atlanta Hawks last week. Of course, DeMar had a crazy game. DeMar had the game winner. Lost two in a row, lost a tough one to Memphis over the weekend when Ja Morant came into the UC, dropped 46 points, and just a straight-up ass-whooping against the Miami Heat on Monday night. And I'm here to tell y'all why they really lost that Miami Heat
Let's
game.
Hear it.
Nothing to do with basketball. Them niggas was chilling. Now, I have boots on the ground in Miami. Sources told your boy at Barber's Chair Network that not only did the Bulls players come, they flew everybody out to Miami. These niggas didn't leave Miami till Wednesday night.
Oh, man.
They practiced in Miami.
Big chilling.
Now, of course, we're recording this on a Wednesday night. So they actually practiced at the Miami Heat facility again today because the Heat are out of town in Milwaukee. They let the Bulls use that facility. These niggas, now sources tell me, not even 30 minutes after the game, DeMar and Pat was in these streets on South Beach. I saw a club flyer that says Miami meets Chicago. Who is the host? Javonte Green.
Oh, whoa.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
Nigga
yes.
getting host money?
He was hosting. Javante Green was hosting the party the same night they got their ass kicked by the Miami Heat. Even more, I see this nigga Zoe. He at the zoo with his chick. My homie hit me up, say, oh, I just ran into Zoe at Subway on fucking South Beach. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, I didn't stay. Subway?
No, Subway, nigga. Stacey King. I see Stacey King on here and he didn't play. Stacey King on the beach. You know what I'm saying? I see Adam Amin shirt off walking down the fucking beach. These niggas was there for a vacation.
Man, yeah. Oh,
the whole organization.
Ooh. Yeah, you know what, man? Miami, you sneaky motherfuckers, boy.
Ooh, Miami ooh. And LA.
Miami so sneaky because LA is LA, right? You want to go out there, you want to sightsee, you want to do the shops, and you want to go over day on, you want to do the fair fact, whatever, right? Cool. Miami got it so sweet. Niggas would just go down there just to be there, period. Like a regular nigga just save up his money just to go there. Nigga don't got a dollar for a stick of gum when he gets there. He just want to be there. So when you an NBA player,
and
you got bread to do what you want, and you got people down there that's going to look out for you, and you know what I'm saying, all that. You got players on the other team that's going to look out for you and shit like that. They got a super built-in home court advantage.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, the city is going to take care of you for us. They know y'all niggas don't play for the Heat. They're going to take care of you. They're going to take a little less, you know, ice out that drink and put a little more alcohol in them.
Oh, DeMar and Pat Williams over there.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Send them the real shit. Send them one of them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, Miami's sneaky, and I can definitely believe that when you say it. That's an excellent point because it's like, bro, we out here in Miami, bro. Like, we are still a top dog in the East. So I feel like I don't want to say they got complacent. They just was like, yo, I think that we can handle ourselves. I think
anybody
that we can do this.
With eyes who watched that first quarter knew these niggas was thinking about the club.
Niggas
gave up in the first fucking quarter.
You know what's crazy? Usually a game like that with us playing against a team like Miami, you see a lot more effort in that, and that score is probably tied, or we might be up one or something like that. Never like this. Like, that shit looked like a preseason game to me. Like, the pace of it, I was just like, when is this shit going to start? And I'm looking at the score, and I'm just like, bro, this is not even – I thought I was bugging. Like, this don't look like a basketball game to me. Like,
I knew 5 minutes in. I'm going to tell you right now, I did not watch the rest of that game. I watched one quarter of that game, and I was like, okay, it's obvious these niggas ain't trying today, so I'm going to go off and do something better with my night. You know what I'm saying? So before we get into the elite team discussion that I want to talk about, and I have a nice little rant on I'm Not Going to Hold You, which is available right now by the time you're watching this. As I wanted to bring my co-host Mariano into this. But before we get into that, I'm going to give you all the weekly injury report. Alex Caruso, his cast is off.
Yes.
He has begun shooting. He's been shooting with both hands as of today, which is good news. Mm-hmm. They said it's still going to take a couple weeks before he's cleared for full contact because he has to rebuild strength in his wrist, mm-hmm. which is what we usually expected. I said that we'd be on Caruso week on the week or the Caruso watch on the week of the 14th. Yep. So that's 2 weeks from now. Yep. So hopefully he'll be back within that first 2 week span. The only thing that's holding off Patrick Williams right now, he's just waiting to be clear for contact. Once he's clear for contact, he'll be all ready to go. I think he'll probably be back around the same time as Caruso. Mm-hmm. Zoe is back to running. He's running. He's trying to get his conditioning up before they clear him for contact. But he is back traveling with the team, which is great news. So everything is pretty much status quo. I'm thinking we'll probably get Caruso back first. Probably get Pat back. We got that. I think Zoe's mm-hmm. probably going to take the longest because it's a knee.
You don't
want to rush that. He'll probably be end of March, closer to April by the time we get the whole squad back together. And Zach LaVine had a great comment today. Zach said that he's not 100%. He's not going to be 100% until he gets shit checked out in the offseason. But he said a 70, 80% version of me is still better than the majority of players. And he said, anybody keeps bringing up my contract, I haven't earned that contract yet. So I have to go out there and play ball, which is what I love, man.
Yeah, I like that.
Two-part question for you. What do you feel about the state of the injuries right now, and what's your level of concern for the Bulls play against the elite teams?
Okay, so just to answer the first part, when I'm just kind of looking at the schedule, we do have some tough games coming up like we talked about. We got a tough stretch, ahead of us. But the fact that everybody is making positive, strides toward their recovery, all kind of at the same time seemingly, it makes me feel like by the time April come, or I want to say like that late March game against the Knicks, We might even have like a full squad, like a, you know, like an absolutely healthy squad, including Pat Will. That's where I'm kind of setting my sights right now. I think that is March 28th. You know what I mean? So maybe I'm holding out hope that that'll be the, you know, that game where it's like, oh shit, this is the, these the real niggas. You know what I mean? As far as like us against like elite teams, man, it's tough to act like it doesn't concern me because I want those W's. I want those signature W's. Yeah, like I always want to win, but I especially want to win the games where like everybody's watching because like we got this stigma on us, like, you know, this this season where it's like, oh yeah, they beat these teams, but when they played that team, you know, they lost. Yeah, they got we, you know, got smoked by, like we talking about 30 points, 40 points, like, and that Memphis game just felt like it could have trended towards a blowout. The guys fought back, you know what I mean? I think they ended up losing by like 6. So
yeah, it was around that. Yeah, they went on a 14-0 run.
Yeah, so the final score didn't look like what the game looked like to me. I was like super disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Like watching the game, because then they started fighting back at the end, and I'm like, here we go with this false hope shit, dog. Like, come on, just go ahead. You know, it's whatever. My level of concern, because we don't have to play those teams in the first round and shit like that, I'm not really tripping on that because I always thought our ceiling was Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. So I think as long as we can not play with our food in the first round, I think the second round, because we are in the East, we don't have to see Memphis in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to see these guys in the playoffs.
We wouldn't see them unless we're in the finals.
Yeah,
that
exactly. That's what 1,000%. Yeah. So it's like, you know, thank God for that. The niggas ain't in our conference because boy,
I want no parts of Demetrius Morant.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm cool, dog. You know what I mean? You got it. You got a young blood. You know what I'm saying? You're not an old niggas. No, hey, you got a young blood.
That's what LeBron and Steph was telling Luka. Yeah, Luka looked them niggas in the eyes like, nigga, I'm the nigga now.
Them niggas in the eye, yeah, like, you better get your fucking head.
That nigga Luka called ISO on LeBron twice in the fourth quarter. I knew he was in a new era.
Bro, listen. The fact that he do this shit with the smile on his face, he always laughing and smirking and shit. That kid is good, man. I like him.
Did you see the video of Luka talking to DeMar?
To DeMar, yeah.
Yeah. He said, did you miss shot?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, sometimes he said, nah, bro, you never miss. Like, I don't think I saw you miss. Like, nah. But yeah, my level of concern, like, I didn't think that we were championship contenders. So, I mean, it's not, I don't think I have a, it's a bonus when we compete. And, it's even more of a bonus if we actually win the game against these teams. But I never considered us like, oh, yeah, if we don't beat this team, then I know we ain't shit. Like, nah, bro, I just want to see how we look. Just stop getting smoked by these teams. Because now, when the elite teams, you know, you start competing with them, any team that's a tier below that is getting dusted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't – my level of concern is not – no matter how much shit I might talk about them on Twitter and say these niggas unserious, you got to understand. I'm a boy.
And you got to take away mid-game tweets, by the way.
Yeah, like mid-game tweets,
I'm reacting while I'm watching the shit
I'm at the height of my, like, oh, fuck, yes. Like, what is he?
And you've probably been – you probably got a few in. You probably a couple
of brews, got a few in.
Couple blunts in or whatever.
You know what I mean? And so it's like – you know, like I said, I talk shit about the Bulls because, like, that's just my team. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna always be harder on them than like the national media will be because they don't really care. So my level of concern is not really 5 if I had to put a number on it.
Yeah.
Because I want to win those games. But when we lose, I'm not looking at it like, oh, we gotta rebuild. Like, we're in the middle of a rebuild still.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
I'm gonna be like the Mike Wilbon, my nigga. I'm glad you said this. I'm glad you were paying attention. I think expectations is the best word to start here. And I said this, so I'm not going to hold you, and I'm going to say it again. Expectations. What were your expectations? I feel like a lot of Bulls fans put too much dip on their chip because of the way we started. And that's fine. I get you that you're excited. But that's why me and Mariano are here for you, to keep you on the right. We've been saying on this podcast all motherfucking season, chill. The ceiling for this team is fucking Eastern Conference Finals, which is great. And that goes to what you're saying. This is a rebuild. Look at where the Bulls have been. This time last year, I wasn't even thinking. I was watching spring training for the White Sox. By the way, fuck you, Rob Manfred. But I'm not going to rant on the MLB again. But I wasn't thinking about basketball. I'm like, we suck, nigga. We not, you know, whatever. We're here playing meaningful basketball.
I was
looking
at New York Giants mock drafts every day. Like, I wasn't watching no, like, what?
Watch this time last year, I didn't know the Bears were going to have, that we know the Bears were going to have a chance to get a quarterback. I ain't know none of that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, now we're playing meaningful basketball. with 39 wins in. You know what I'm saying? You're second in the East. Not only are you in the, you're right smack dab in it. We're and that's second. With all the injuries, bro. The Bulls have missed the most players due to injury and COVID out of any team. This isn't a stat I'm pulling out my ass. This is a real stat. So my level of concern would be a 5, just like you said, Mariano, but yeah. It's because the effort pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The effort against these teams, it's like they don't even show up a lot of times. Now,
the
Milwaukee game, we lost that game by a possession.
Like, yeah, I was about to say, yeah, it was close. I told them to keep
it
under 10.
If Booch kicks out that ball tomorrow a second earlier,
yeah,
I think we win that ball game because DeMar fumbled the ball before he shot.
Yep.
And that we played that game without Zach. We beat Brooklyn with KD and Harden twice. Mm-hmm. Actually beat the fuck out of them when they was in Chicago.
Yep.
So there's things of that nature. And I don't care what they did against Brooklyn in Chicago because Kyrie Harden's not on that team anymore. It's like,
right. Yeah, so it don't even matter. Yeah.
Phoenix is concerning. Philly's concerning. All this shit's concerning. But I just don't – I can't judge them without these three guys. And I don't want to use this as an excuse. I saw a lot of Bulls fans. Well, a lot of people hurt. Yeah, that's true. But when you don't have a megastar, when you don't have a superstar, I love DeMar, I love Zach. They are not superstar players.
Right.
They are stars. There's levels to this shit. When you have a Giannis or a KD or Embiid or LeBron.
Yeah,
or
then you can just put some pieces around them. Yeah. Just whatever. Like, this ain't
Their level of play makes up for other holes.
Yeah.
Why? Like, we could talk about Jokic. The fact that the Nuggets are 6 and he don't have – Jamal Murray's been out. Michael Porter's been out. He's putting up God-tier numbers because he's a superstar.
Yeah,
the
he Bulls absolutely is.
The Bulls are a superstar, don't have any superstars. They have to overcompensate in other areas, which means they have to play great defense.
Yeah.
And I ain't even cut you off. Right, like, even if we're not talking about zone pack, just like Caruso. Two examples of that. Remember when Caruso, when he played against Cleveland before he got hurt in Milwaukee?
Bro.
Defense looked night and day. Night and day. This Caruso's played 6 games since the first week of December. That defense went from ranked 10th to 28th.
Yep, easily.
So you have to play good then. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like I have to see. I don't know if they're a contender with these guys. I'm not saying they're gonna get here and they're gonna click automatically because they still gotta get their rhythm back. I'm just saying I'm not making a definitive decision about this season until I see a sample size with our guys.
Absolutely, yeah. And to your point about, you know, people saying, yeah, everybody's hurt. Like, we talked about that on the pod, we talked about that in the spaces. I'm not gonna sit here and blame injuries the same way I won't blame the reps all the time for certain shit.
Right.
But at the same time, give us the same courtesy of us with an unhealthy team that you would if we were healthy and lose. If we were a healthy team, everybody was there, nobody missed any time, and we were in 7th place. Okay, cool. But the fact that we are hurt and we're number 2, we're not complaining. Like, we're not complaining about that. We're just saying, hey, if we can be this, you know, if we can be number 2 at like half strength, is it so far-fetched to say that we can, you know, run away with the East at full strength? I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Imagine what the Bulls' record would be right now if they even had, let's just say Zoe still hurt, Pat still hurt. If they just had Caruso, I think this team is easily 5 to 7 games better.
I was just about to say, bro, we could easily probably have 45 wins right now because there was a lot of games that we talked about that got tricked off by defense in the last 3 minutes of the game. Like,
look at the Memphis game.
I was just about to say, it literally just happened.
I love Josh. I love Demetrius Morant. He's one of my favorite. I'm going to keep calling him Demetrius. My name is Demetrius. I'm going to call him Demetrius. Love that guy. He's one of my favorite players in the league right now. If Zoe and Caruso out there, that nigga don't get 46.
Yeah, he's not doing that, bro. Maybe he gets 33.
And
bro.
That's fine. You know he gets 33. That means the Bulls won by like 6.
And that's
6,
what
7.
That's what you want. You want a superstar in the making to get his points but not beat you. He's going to get his 30. Cool. Let them other niggas beat us, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just not there with it, you know, right now, man. I just want to I try not to overreact to any of these games. I don't think any of these games got my blood pressure up yet because I'm just like
– I was pissed about the Memphis game because Billy. This is actually a smooth transition to our next topic.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan, bring your ass to the stage, brother. I'm sorry. You got to take some of this accountability too, dog. Now, did you notice in that 14 overrun, when they came back, why was the reason we came back? It's because they brought Tristan Thompson out. Right. Tristan started defending. Tristan started rebounding.
Right.
And it made everything. The bucket started coming easier. What the fuck did Billy do? Billy took Tristan out the game, and Josh saw an empty hole. And I'm not saying, I think somebody tweeted me the Bulls didn't sign Tristan to close games. I ain't say take Vooch out. Vooch can play the four. Put Vooch at the four, put Tristan at the five. The rebounding kicked our ass. The last 3 minutes, we gave up like four or five key rebounds on second chance points that Vooch can't do by himself.
Yeah.
Fucking, didn't Steven Adams have like, what, 22 fucking
rebounds? I was just
rebounds?
About to say, yeah, like he had a dub on us, bro. Like, yeah. Yes, 100%.
So that shit got to change.
Extra possessions.
Extra fucking possessions, man. What do you feel about Billy and all that? And we'll get into what he said after, which I felt was right, but it was like wrong timing to me.
I feel like recently Billy has been getting into this. I think he's kind of in his own head a little bit too much. Like he's like he's going into the game with a game plan and just sticking with that game plan and not adjusting as the game happens. Yes, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I see a lot of times he come in, I kind of know what he wants to do by like the first quarter. You look at it and you say, okay, cool. That first substitution, you look at it and you like, wait a minute, that doesn't really, I don't know.
That don't
like,
make sense.
Yeah, that don't really make sense. So you know, whether it's a guard coming out when they hot or they getting in the rhythm, whatever, it's like, bro, you have to learn how to adjust as the game happens. Fuck what the game plan was. Like, the game plan should be able, it should be fluid. You should look up and say, oh, wait, they can't stop us when we run this. Keep running that until they do. Not, oh, they can't stop us. You know, let's run something else to confuse them, and then we end up confusing ourselves. So his rotations have been a little shaky, but I think overall it's just like his, I don't even want to call it stubbornness. Unwillingness lately, like, you know, to adjust, it's been kind of bothering me because I see openings and I'm like, bro, just like, what's up? Like you said, like Tristan Thompson, like, dog, there's no way that you can tell me like that a coach can't look and find a spot for him when you see that he's been our better rebounder, defender. He can negate some of the things that they're doing. So it's like, you know, Billy has to be able to get out of his own way when we get closer to the playoffs, because we cannot have this type of shit come playoff time, period.
And the Bulls got to run better offense. There's a lot of plays. Like, the playoffs is a half-court game. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to run offense. And like I said, that goes back to Zoe. I'm going to keep going back. Like, it really sounds like I'm making excuses. I'm really not.
It's
but
just
I think a lot of people are underestimating how important Zoe and Caruso are to this thing. And I'm not even factoring Pat into that, because we don't even know what Pat is yet. My expectations for when Pat comes down is, nigga, rebound the basketball, put a hand in the nigga face. That is it. Anything he gives me more than that is icing on the cake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. But the offense has got to be better. And that's what happens. Caruso and Zoe are better ball handlers. Then you ain't got Zach and DeMar playing go to hell ball. Yep. That's a lot. So I'm not trying to blame Billy. Billy's got to take a little bit out. Like, if we Raymond blame, Billy's dead last. But work on things. Everybody has something to work on, so work on that thing. Now, let's talk about what he said after the Heat game, which I felt was interesting. Like, yeah, and this is one thing I love about Billy. He has no problem calling guys out. And he was just like, yo, let's just keep it real. Like, outside of DeMar, AC, and Tristan, these guys ain't played meaningful basketball before.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a while to get there. And then DeMar echoed his statements after that. Like, yeah, you know, we about to see what team we made of. These guys ain't been in these trenches before. You know what I'm saying? How important? What do you think about his quote, and how do you think he's spot on, and how important is that?
I do. I think he's spot on, and I think that it's not. I didn't look at it so much as him like putting, you know, kind of shit on guys or whatever. It's just echoing the same thing that probably the locker room is saying. Like, hey, look, y'all, this nigga been here before. He been here before. A lot of y'all haven't, and we gotta, you know, these are the type of things that we can't have when it comes playoff time. And I think like a little bit of like, not even like tough love, because I don't think that's tough love. I think that's just fair criticism, fair critique. And it's like, look, these are the facts, bro. Look, y'all played a lot of basketball. You guys can hoop, but there's a different level you got to take it to mentally when it comes to meaningful basketball, like win or go home shit. And since these guys haven't been there, they don't know what it's like. And I think it's important for him to say it, because it's important for them to know, like, okay, cool. He knows, he's putting the world on notice. He's putting us on notice in front of everybody, saying they haven't been there before. You know what I mean? It's not like he said they ain't shit. He just said, hey, we know that there's guys that have not been like battle tested. We got to see what's up. You know what I mean? And I think it's also him letting, you know, like Bulls fans really know, like, hey guys, listen, calm down. Like me and
relax.
You, saying, just relax a little.
Chill the fuck. What my man Peter Quill saying in Infinity War? All right, everybody, just chill the F out.
Yeah. So it's like, he's kind of talking to us on that as well, where it's like, you know, his coaching staff, himself, that's a message for all these guys. Like, look, bro, we got to be patient with this team. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, every superstar in history had a first time they were in the playoffs.
Yep.
If you got a 10th time, you had a first time, bro. And before you got there, they had questions about you.
Michael Jordan himself. Michael Jordan himself was the originator of go to hell ball. A lot of you kids don't know this.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is the originator of go to hell. Remember, Larry and Isaiah. Larry, Isaiah, and Magic, they're winners. Jordan's not a winner. You can't win with Jordan on your team, which sounds nuts now, but at the time, it was facts.
Yeah.
Mike had to learn.
Yep.
Mike had to trust his teammates.
Yep.
Go back and watch The Last Dance. Remember what they were talking about when he had to get a ball to Pax in game five against the Lakers?
Bro.
And then once Pax made it, he's like, oh, shit, trust your teammates works.
Nigga, the only reason he passed that ball to Steve Kerr is because he punched Steve Kerr in the mouth and Steve Kerr didn't back down. Nigga.
Yeah.
He said after he got through that, he said, that's a motherfucker I want to go to war with right there, him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it took for you to get socked in your shit for him to pass you the ball.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And, like, you know, you gotta lose before you can win. I truly, truly, truly believe that. Like, I can't name a champion who didn't lose before they win. Like, literally, I can't think of any of them. So you gotta be. So that's what I'm telling Bulls fans. It's just baby steps, bro. The Bulls, I don't know. The Bulls keep knocked down the first round. They can lose in the East Conference Finals. They have already surpassed expectations to me. There's no way. The only way I would leave the season disappointed is if we somehow ended in a play-in game. That's the only way that I would be pissed off.
If these niggas losing the first round, man, I'm gonna have something to say.
It depends on who they play, though, G. Because it's like the top six is very hard. Let's say you get the third seed, right, and you play Boston. That ain't finna be no easy series.
Yeah, yeah. Boston is not a cakewalk. Boston, since like January, has turned it on. They've been like a brand new team.
Yeah, and Tatum and this is with experience.
And
Brown.
That's actually a
nasty matchup
for us. Yeah, that's a nasty matchup for
us. I'll give one series where I'll be pissed off. You lose to a nigga like Cleveland or Toronto, then I'll be pissed the fuck off.
I ain't gonna lie. If you lose to one of them teams,
don't even
talk to me next season. Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Don't talk to me next season until it's playoff time. I don't want to hear shit. I don't give a fuck if a nigga average 60 on our team. Don't talk to me until we get to the playoffs. Get out my face.
Because the Cavs are way more inexperienced than we are. It's like, get out of my face, man.
And it's Cleveland. Like, I don't want
to
hear that.
And it's fucking Cleveland, nigga.
I don't want to hear that shit. They're going to play that fucking Joe Kim Noah clip to hell, nigga.
Yeah.
If you lose to them niggas. Like, nah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And it's like, you know, one thing I love about Billy Tudor is he takes accountability. He said, look, like, I got to get better too. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I love about that. Now, speaking of rotations, we only got 20 more games left in the season. So this is when you start thinking about playoff rotations, man. So I'm going to get this to you. Who would be the odd man out on this road? And how many, let me give two part. How many men are you running in your rotation for the playoffs? And who is going to be the odd man out?
So I'm looking at this roster, and I'm going to say that, you know, assuming everybody's healthy and all of that, right? You got Zoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to run with Caruso, DeRozan, Zach. That's your four. You got Vooch. That's your five right there, right? Here's where it gets a little
tricky.
Here's where it gets a little tricky because I don't know how many minutes you play Tristan Thompson, but he has to play. He's experienced, so he has to play.
And you don't get our ass whooped on the rebounds with Tristan.
Yes.
Play. Tristan got to play. Yeah.
1,000%. So Tristan Thompson is the first guy, you know, off the bench that I think that, you know, has to be involved. Damn, dog.
It's tough. Oh, I was looking at it this morning. I was like, God damn.
Because I want Javante and Derrick Jones Jr. to play, but I don't think that that's going to necessarily happen the way that I was wanting to.
Yeah.
And I think that if you have to take one of them out of there, I think you have to take Derrick Jones Jr.
Yeah.
You have to keep Javante playing. So I think Derrick Jones Jr. can end up being an odd guy out. Now, when it comes down to Io and Kobe, I think that's an interesting dilemma to have.
It's real interesting dilemma to have. I think Kobe going to be asked out.
I was about to say, now it depends on,
the
matchup too.
Yeah.
It depends on the matchup because you don't – Io is still a rookie. No matter how much 100%. We tell you that he plays like he's not because he
does. And you're seeing this the last couple games.
Absolutely, 1,000%. Yeah. Like, when you talk about the rookie wall, it's not necessarily their talent ran out. It's that they're not used to playing this much basketball this late in the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's the NBA. Everybody here already made it. They're not trying to get anywhere since the next contract. So they out to bust your ass. Now, I could see a scenario where Kobe White beats him out in this rotation, but it just depends on the matchup. Because if we get a favorable matchup and Io is the guy because of his style, then yes. But right now, I'm going to say that I would give the slight advantage pending these last 20 games to Kobe. So I could see a situation where Derek Jones Jr. and Ayo is kind of trying to figure it out. I could see them two being like the guys that's not out of the picture, but they're like left out of the main game plan. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. I can see that happen.
I would probably run with a 9-man rotation. Like nobody really does 10 outside of like Steve Kerr and Phil Jackson. Right, and that's only because Kerr is from the school is Phil Jackson. I would say, of course, the starting lineup is Zoe, Zach, DeMar, Vooch, and when healthy, it'd be Pat. It'd be Pat. It'd be Pat. And so off the bench, I'm rolling. Now, when it comes to Kobe and Ayo, like you said, it depends on matchup. And yes, Ayo is a rookie, but this is why I would probably give Ayo more minutes than Kobe. It's for the simple fact that he's a better defender and he's a better playmaker. You know what I'm saying? Now, if there's a situation where offense is a problem, Kobe, go cook. But I think Kobe's going to be the odd man out. And I think Derrick Jones Jr. is going to be the odd man out. And I'm not going to say Javante is going to be the odd man out, but I think Javante's minutes are going to go down tremendously. Because there's different closing units you can go with. Like, if you want to stay big, you can go with the Zoe, Zach, DeMar, Vooch, Tristan lineup. Now, we have yet to see Tristan and Vooch on the court at the same time. So I'm interested to see over these last 20 games if Billy decides to give that a try to see how it works out.
You
know, I think this is the time right now where you got to practice rotations and see how shit works out.
Because Vooch is a playmaker and Tristan Thompson is an excellent offensive rebounder. And a playmaker's best friend damn near is the guy that's going to offensive rebound. Like, kick it out to him for a quick shot. Kick it out him for the extra pass. Like, shit like that. So he should.
And then if you want to go small, if you want to play small ball, you can go with the Zoe. I mean, with the Zoe, Zach, DeMar, maybe you put Caruso before. You know, Caruso played four a lot this year. Put Vooch out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's different, so many ways you can go with it. And even with the Ayo Kobe thing, these are rich people problems. I'd rather have these issues than not at all. And if somebody's in foul trouble, then Derrick Jones Jr. comes in. But that's kind of how I would do my rotation. But Caruso's obviously the first man off the bench. That's obvious. And I don't think Ayo and Tristan will be that far behind, because Tristan feels – usually buyout guys don't get that much tick come play all time, but Tristan feels such a vital need and a vital a big hole for this team.
He's playoff tested.
He's got 83 playoff games in his belt, which is more than any team, even more than DeMar. So that's going to play a part in it also. So you need that defensive, you need that rebounding that Tristan has. So I think he'll get to play too. So that's why I kind of think my rotation will be. I'm just excited to see these guys healthy. I just want to be like –
that's really it, dog.
Just get healthy.
Even fully like enjoy – I'm not going to say fully enjoy, because like I'm loving this season. It's one of my favorite seasons, I told y'all, in over a decade probably. It's my favorite season like that I can remember. But I'm really just looking at the health, bro. Cause like if this team is at full strength, we're not hearing this bullshit about none of it. Like, they lost it. Nah, like, bro, those games would be 1 point, 2 point games, or we win those games. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot, and like there's a handful of games that we could have got.
And I gotta compare some people for people who think that we just harping too much on injuries. Prime example. The Phoenix Suns without Chris Paul are a good team. They're not championship caliber. If Chris Paul missed as many games this season as Alex Caruso did, they would not be number one seed in the West. They'd probably be with Dallas and Denver already.
Hey, Devin Booker just entered the fucking health and safety protocol.
He's in COVID. So what do you think they feel look like Sunday when they play Milwaukee and they ain't got D Book or fucking CP3? They getting their ass whooped.
But guess what people will say? Oh, they hurt though.
nigga. They hurt, though. I'm glad you smiled. Exactly. So it feels different. Nigga, we saw the fucking Suns, same fucking team. Literally the same team could not get in the bubble the year before.
Yeah.
They get Chris Paul, and these niggas are in the NBA Finals. Take the Oklahoma City Thunder, same team. Chris Paul takes them to what, seventh game to make it to the second round?
Yeah.
Take him out there in the fucking lottery.
Yep.
And that's one nigga. So that's what I'm saying about these holes, bro. Like, we can't sit up here and you can get mad at the regular season loss. I'm not telling you not to get mad. It's your team. We're emotional. You're invested. That's fine. But don't up here talking about, well, this season was fun. This ain't going. You don't know, nigga.
Yeah,
you
that's don't a know. Fucking bar, nigga. Nigga said, nigga, that's one nigga.
It's
that's
one
bar,
nigga,
nigga,
dog.
Yeah.
And it just that's shows you his
that's
importance.
That's shit they would have said on the Boondocks or something, man. That shit.
Right. One nigga, man. Like, you just see the fucking, like, I know all respect to the Milwaukee Bucks in the championship. Now, I don't like doing this. But Kevin Durant was out there by his goddamn self, and if his foot was an inch smaller.
I was just about to say, bro.
He'd have beat them
niggas. If that nigga would have clipped his big toenail that day, nigga, yeah. Like, he would have, that shit would have been, it would have been over. You know what
so
I mean?
So they won, mainly because them niggas, Kyrie and Harden, wasn't available. Harden was on the court,
and
but
guess
let's
what
be
niggas
real.
Were saying? Guess what niggas were saying? Oh, what if they was healthy? That's all they were saying. Now, we don't get that same treatment, though. But it's all good. It's all good.
And here's the other thing. I'm going to point my Gatorade bottle at the screen right here. I'm getting my Stephen A on. Here's the other thing. Had these niggas beat every good team, you know what niggas would say? Playoffs, different game.
Wait till the play. Yep.
Wait till the playoffs.
And I told y'all this before, like four or five episodes ago, maybe. I told y'all. It doesn't matter if we win these games or not, bro. If we beat these teams, it doesn't matter. Because guess what? They're gonna find a loophole. You beat the Nets. They're gonna say, "So what? It's the playoffs. Y'all beat the Heat."
Ben Simmons didn't play.
Yeah, y'all beat the Heat when you know with LeBron and them that year. But y'all lost in the play. Okay, cool. Y'all lose to the teams. Oh, y'all ain't shit. It's like so. What do we win? You win by not reacting.
Losing the situation.
Yeah, like Bulls fans on social media. I'm gonna keep telling y'all this. Do not react, bro. Don't.
Yes.
It's the quickest way to get yourself put in the pack out there on Twitter, my nigga.
Right.
Like, don't do it.
Especially seriously. Come playoff time. The slander steps up come playoff time.
Just relax, dog. Sit down. Get you, you know, the beverage of your choice.
Have
you
a drink. Have you an adult beverage. Enjoy, just relax, man.
Just relax.
Enjoy.
Make you a playlist. Make you a playlist. And then make you a Twitter list. Make
yes.
you a Twitter list.
Oh, no. Twitter lists are essential. I'm glad you said that. I have a Bulls Twitter list. If you want the link, I will send you it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on in regular NBA Twitter because all I see is Bulls fans
that's
tweet.
That's it. And in that, we can start to try to manage our own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because this is Bulls Twitter. We're on this shit together.
Yeah.
And it's like, all
right,
in
cool. this.
Yeah. Yeah. We in this shit together. We can see our thoughts in real time, man. Let's just chill
exactly.
out. Let's not overreact. Let's just calm down, man. That's it. Let's see what it looks like come playoff time.
20 games left.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get 12 to 14 of them shits with the full squad.
Yes.
Enjoy, Bulls fans. Like when the NBA season is over, you're going to be upset because we don't know if we're going to have baseball, nigga. When NBA season is over, you still got 2 months till football comeback. So enjoy.
Oh, man.
Enjoy, dog. So we're going to wrap this up by doing our weekly preview like we like to do on this podcast, man. Mm-hmm. We've got four games before the next time we record. Three road games, one home game, man. So we're going to start with the game that is actually tonight when you're listening to this. They're in Atlanta against the Atlanta Hawks. The Bulls are 3-0 against the Hawks this year. John Collins will probably not be playing again. Trey is not 100%. He fucked his ankle up against Boston. Mm-hmm. Which way are you going with this one?
Oh, we're going to win. I think I told y'all after we beat them the first time that this is like a year that we'll just like sweep the Hawks because they had their chance. And, you know, they definitely had their chance the last time we played them. Which was game three. And they blew it. DeMar DeRozan completely took their heart. So I just feel like this is a game that's like, let's just go ahead and wrap it up. I don't think this game will be close.
Oh, okay. I think it'll be a close one. Due to the fact they're coming off their 3-day vacation in Miami. And also, since we've beaten Atlanta so many times, I won't say that due because we're coming off a two-game losing streak, and I won't call it a trap game because we're coming off a two-game losing streak, but I do think it'll be closer than it needs to be, since that game in Chicago was close. Like, it took some DeMar heroics at the end for us to win now. But I do think we'll find a way to win this one, man. So then we got a back-to-back national TV game. Actually, no, this isn't national TV. I'm tripping. That's ESPN Radio. But no, they're at the crib against the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are like a game and a half behind the Bulls in the standings. Grayson Allen will be there. And I'm not saying anything, but Chicago, you already know what to do. How you see this one going ending, man? You think it's going to be a little bit more pep in the Bulls step for this one?
Yeah, I'm going to say to those who will, you know, the Bulls players, if you guys are listening or if you know a Bulls player, I'm not saying anything. I'm not telling you to do anything to anybody. I am not telling you to cheap foul Grayson Allen. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm not saying.
That's not what we're saying. Yeah.
I'm not saying on a pick, you know, if you don't see the pick coming, I'm not saying throw a little more oomph into it and knock him down. I would never tell you to do that. So don't ever quote me and say, I said, don't
accuse me of such actions.
I want the guys, I want both teams to have fun. I want it to be a good game. That's my birthday, actually. So I would love for the Bulls to win that game. But however, I'm just going to ask you guys to do the same thing you did for me before. Just keep it under 10. That's all.
Keep it under 10.
Just keep it under 10.
I'm going to go even further. Fuck keeping it under 10. This is your comrade, Alex Caruso. You got to put a nigga on their ass, man. Like, look. Derrick Jones Jr., you got six fouls. No, fuck that. No. Tony Bradley, you got six fouls. Yeah. I'm sorry. He got to get on his ass at least once or twice.
Yep.
At least once or twice.
We need to do what they did when Mark Cuban told Michael Finley, go do it. I'll pay the fine for you.
Right.
When the Kings was doing bullshit, he sent Finley out there and said, do what you want. I got you.
Oh, and if you don't do Ozzie Guillen, this is one of my favorite Ozzie Guillen stories. I think Mark Burley or somebody. No, I think some White Sox player got hit, like, by fastball.
Yeah.
So they play these niggas again, and Ozzie told the pitcher to hit one of their best players. The pitcher didn't do it. That nigga was cut the next morning.
Yeah. You not down for the team, my nigga.
You not down for the team.
I told you to do something.
Yeah.
I told you to do it. You are on this team. You riding with me.
Protect,
if you would have did that, you know what that would have did for you? That would have meant when you was 59 years old, I still signed you to another contract.
And the team would have paid your fine.
Absolutely. The team going to pay your fine. And not only that, you're going to be in, like, you're going to get the Udonis Haslam deal now.
Right, around. Exactly.
You just going to be around. When your contract come up, what you want? You want a 6M?
Got you.
You're going to do the Avon shit. That's all. You'll get that nigga 10, man.
Right.
That nigga 10 cash, man.
Yeah, we get that cutty. Yeah, definitely, man. I think the Bulls are going to win. Not only do I think the Bulls are going to win, I got the Bulls winning by double digits.
Oh, shit. Whoa, hold on. Hey, hold on. Giannis might hear you, nigga.
Giannis can hear me all he won't. Giannis can hear y'all he won't. Look, you say keep it in 10, I say Bulls by 10.
Bulls by 10. I like it.
Bulls
by
10. We went two in a row to get little scourge, under control. So,
like I said, I want it because that's my birthday. I want a Bulls W. I don't want to be getting involved.
Yes, win it for Mariano. You know how they say, win it for the Gipper, win it for Mariano.
Yeah.
Win it for Mariano. So the Bulls get 2 days off, then they're on another road trip. By the way, the Bulls have four home games in the month of March. Jesus. So on Monday, we in Philly. Take on Philly's most wanted, Joel Embiid and James Harden. Just so you kids know, Joel Embiid is 11-0 against the Chicago Bulls in his career that he's played. 11-0. And I'm just going to say this now. That streak will not end. Philly going to win on that money.
You know what's so crazy, dog? Before you said he was 11-0, I was just going to think back and say, you know, Scott, I can't remember the last time we beat the Sixers. Because it feels like we have never beat them motherfuckers, dog. Like, ever. Like, yeah. I'm going to say that this game will be an L, sadly. You know what I'm saying? But it's just – some teams just got your number, dog.
And not only that, that Harden and B – first of all, pick and roll kick our ass no matter who fucking
running. That's going to be crazy.
But
just
don't
embarrass a nigga. Don't embarrass. Don't duck on a nigga.
I'm not going to lie to you, dog.
None of that. Just don't embarrass nigga. That's
it might get ugly.
It might.
I'll
put it like this.
This is a game.
If Harden hit three out of his first four shots, cut it off.
This is a game that I say, like you said, Milwaukee, keep it in between 10 because this shit could get ugly. Because that fucking MB, Harden pick and roll, God bless.
Oh, my God, man.
So
we
both got us a loss.
Bless.
God bless.
Yeah,
bless,
nigga. Yeah.
Last game before we record next week, Detroit. Man.
We beat them niggas by 40,
and Zach didn't play that game.
Let me tell you this. Shout out to K.
Shout out to K, by the way.
AKA K. Dykeswood. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to K. I like him. I really do. I think he's good for the city. The city has already embraced him. He feels like a Detroit product to me already. Like, they really love him. That kid he's the city. Like, that's what it looks like to me. Yeah, all of that. I think he's great for the city. I really do. However, I wasn't born in the pit. I was born in Detroit. Pistons ain't got nothing to do with me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Don't put that on me, dog. This is a dub. And it always mean more to me because, like, that's my hometown. And, like, I always love seeing Pistons fans on Facebook the next day, like, oh, this nigga, da da da. And it's like your team is ass. They've been asked for a long time. Cut it out.
Cut it.
let's cut it out. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's gonna be an ass kicking. Shout out to Detroit. My auntie lives in Detroit. Shout out to 7 Mile. Shout out to my cousins out there. Shout out to all the Coney Islands. Y'all know I love the Coney Islands.
Shout out to Coney Islands.
Shout out to Coney, nigga.
Shout out to Dust Girl Donuts. Oh.
Shout out to the pastrami sandwich over there on Coney Island, dog. I love it. You know, so I got a lot of love for the D, man. You know, I spent Thanksgiving in the D this year. Yeah. You know, Mariano's my nigga. All everybody from Detroit I met have been cool niggas. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
I'm happy that y'all got a star, but with that being said, we gonna kick y'all ass.
It is what it is, dog. I used to be sitting in Pistons households. Sitting there like watching Ben Gordon and Kirk Heinrich when motherfuckers was like, oh man, this nigga just trying to be, man, you trying to be like, nigga, no, that's my team, nigga. Like, I'm watching Ben Gordon and Kirk Heinrich, nigga. Like, what are you talking about?
These are like grown man bars you got to deal with, dog. So, you know what I'm saying? That would be a good week if it goes the way we planned it to go.
I hope that Milwaukee game go the way you said.
I hope that Philly game
gonna damn sure go the way you said. So,
there's no doubt in my mind that Philly game is gonna go the way I thought it was going.
So I'm hoping that
hoping that, because if not, that's gonna be a little ugly, dog. The game tonight against Atlanta is a must. You have to win this with those two tough games after
they win that game. I'm good.
Yeah, you got to do that. At this point in the season,
that game, boy. Oh man, you niggas,
nigga, you lose Atlanta, it.
Nigga, we might not record to the playoffs, nigga.
Niggas gonna take a week off, dog. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? It's 20 more games left. Hopefully, everything will work out. Home stretch is that. These are real. This is the real punishment for the tamper. The NBA did this on purpose. Yeah. This is the tampering punishment for sure.
That's why they didn't do nothing to Grayson Allen. They was like, oh, bet. We weren't even counting on that. Yeah, good shit, Gray. You good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Take him under the table and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So as we wrap up, man, I just want to tell you happy early birthday, my brother.
You said you, my nigga. Saying? Thank you,
hope
man.
Hope you have a good weekend.
34, dog. You know what I'm saying?
34. How's it feel,
my nigga? I mean, you know, I just found out I have a new injury. We got a Peloton recently. You know what I mean? Like, my wife was asking about it for a while. We finally just went and got it. And so I was, you know, stretching, you know, the night before or whatever, right? So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to cross my legs with the kids called crisscross applesauce. You know what I'm saying? And I realized I couldn't do it. And so I tried to. I was like, you know what? Maybe I just need to stretch a little. And I heard something pop. And I stood up and I was like, yeah, you know what? This is bad. This is bad. So yeah, to answer your question, man, it's a lot of discovering.
That's what your 30s is about, discovering new pains.
Exactly where you're washed. Not that you're washed. It's like you're exactly washed right in the thigh.
Everything you do when you get in your 30s, like we're not in our mid-30s yet. Mid is like probably 35 to 37.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be 34 in October, but I was out my man Pat Vito today. We was having tacos and beers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I had one brew, and I'm sitting there with a headache. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we get down recording,
nigga, like, yo, pass me that water, man.
I'm getting me some Excedrin, nigga. I had one beer.
I'm telling you, any hinge you got on your body is gonna hurt, nigga.
Bruh, I put the other day, I lost 50 pounds, bro. I be doing my run outside. Hey,
congratulations, man. I'm proud of you for that shit, my nigga, for real.
Thank you, bro. I be doing my runs outside and getting them little shin splits, dog. Them shits had your leg fucked up.
Dog. Yeah, would not recommend.
But it's a blessing to be in your 30s, bro. It's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, especially as black men. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see another year, man. So I hope the Bulls win for you. Have a great
weekend.
Drink some good alcohol. Smoke some good weed.
Listen.
Have a good time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but we appreciate everybody who listens to this podcast each and every week, man. We're almost at the finish line. Playoffs is gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to them playoff pies and playoff spaces. If you're watching this, we fuck with y'all. We all $10, man. We fuck with y'all. So you know to follow us on Twitter. Follow me at Barchair Scott, Mariano Leno, and to get up to
him with you. Oh man, at Mariano 2 N's 2 O's. You know the reason why I'm gonna tell your aunt no is because it's my birthday. I'm not giving
that
shit. No,
I'm tired.
Anything? I can't do it. You know what I mean? You know, Instagram at Mariano Bibbins. You know what I mean? That about it, man.
Definitely, man. And of course, follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Patreon, man. I gave y'all niggas the tears earlier. I don't feel like naming them shits again.
Just I'm gonna get it, man.
I'm gonna get my brother to put that shit at the bottom of the screen for all that. Yeah, which yeah. Actually, if you're watching it, you don't need to know the tears because you paid for this shit. So anyway,
that's a joke, man. That nigga funny, man.
Shout out to my brother Joe. He might be going to the NFL draft this year. We keeping our fingers crossed on that, working on a lot of shit, man. Okay. You know, I saw him. He was in the Bears had a vlog this week. I'm like, man, that head looked familiar. That's a big head. I'm like, oh, that's my brother.
That's a damn Lewis head right there.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But we'll holler at y'all next week, man. As usual, man. Go Bulls, bro. We out. Yeah.